What's up, guys? I am back. I guess you can say my little 2-week stint on That Gamer podcast has given me that little itch to talk about some video games with something more than my fingers. Anyways, I had a bit of a new game tear this past week. A couple of sales, a couple of trade-ins. I'm down 5 games, but I've also got 5 new ones to fill that in. Well, technically not. You'll see soon enough, obviously, because my first game is Borderlands for the 360. Just the base game, not the Game of the Year edition. I have this game on PC already, but it didn't run very well because my computer sucks. I'm not in a total rush to play it. I've been playing a bit of it so far. Just the first couple of quests to start off with, and it feels nice so far. Trying to go from that mouse and keyboard to dual stick to a game you've... Blah. Going from a game that you're used to playing with a mouse and keyboard to dual sticks isn't always that easy. But maybe if I do start to play it a bit more, I will keep you posted. I also bought Sonic's Ultimate Genesis Collection on the 360. Actually, this one was the result of That Gamer Cast 2 weeks ago. I initially passed this up when I first saw it earlier this year because I failed to read the fine print on it and thought that there were only 4 games on it. Lucky for me, I found it as part of a 2 for $30 deal and looked it over again, found 40 games, and I think when I saw Phantasy Star 4 on there, I was sold. I haven't played it too much, played some Sonic 2, played some PS4, unlocked the original Phantasy Star and got whipped on my first fight before I could even attack. So that's what RPGs are like in the 1980s and 1990s. So easy now. Moving right along, I picked up Mario Super Sluggers on the Wii. This is kind of a weird one. It's, of course, developed by Namco Bandai, the same guys who did Mario Superstar Baseball on the GameCube, and other than not addressing at least the issue with your viewpoint and your selected fielder and the way it automatically selects them, this game has carpal tunnel syndrome written all over it, because after that ball is hit, you're probably going to be waggling your remote no matter if you're running or fielding, because it's all shake the Wii remote to dash, shake the Wii remote to dash. So I hit the ball, I dash, my wrist friggin' hurts. I will carpal tunnel that shit, I will tell you. Otherwise it's a good game, I like it, I'm addicted to it. I have almost nothing to play on my Wii right now, and I'm hoping something happens with Operation Rainfall. There's been some news on that, actually, saying that supposedly Xenogears has already been localized. If that was true, and they have no intention of releasing it here, well, that's just bullshit to the umpteenth degree. Moving along, Mario & Luigi Bowser's Inside Story. This is one game I was stupid enough to trade in. I reclaimed it. Of course, I have to start over, but it's Mario. And it's talking about Phantasy Star earlier. This is the RPG of today. It's easy, it's interactive, it's turn-based, but you're just not sitting there mashing one button, so it's all good. And to wrap it up, Star Ocean: The Last Hope, another game that fits into that same category as Mario & Luigi, as one that I stupidly traded in because I didn't play it too much. I got it back. And I'm hoping that I eventually have a week somewhere in there, or a couple of weeks somewhere in there, that I can just play it, sit down with it for a while, and get some headway on it. Kind of like I did with Tales of Vesperia a while ago. Real quickly, too, I got suckered back into OnLive. I ended up getting Batman Arkham Asylum as part of a deal where if you were on the playpack, you got a free game on July 5th. And you know what? It's been working well for me so far. I don't have enough time to go into details, but I've had almost no issues with it so far. No hiccups ever since they fixed my connection. Anyways, that's going to have to do it. Keep it real, and I'll see you next time.